the thing that is intriguing, I think, for us in some ways, is he came to study the classics. We've been going through the letters. I told you about that the correspondence between Tagore and Bach. So, wonder from where it started. You know, this interest in non-classical traditions. Is it Shantiniketan? Is it Tagore's music and Tagore's interest? Because Tagore was both interested in the classical and the non-classical. In fact, in Shantiniketan, this whole practice was going on at that time, yeah. Right? Because Tagore had actually, you know about that, no? Like Kirti Mohan Sen. Yeah. Actually, there was this whole nationalist thing also going on.
Yes, right.
He became, in some ways, I think, connected with the whole nationalist impulse.
Well, Baka certainly knew a lot of people in the independence movement, the nationalist movement. He was with both sides in a way, yeah. Because he was on this 1938 trip. Mm. All of his arrangements were made by the Raj. I mean, everything was...
Yes, that's one of the things we noticed. Uh-huh. Also, like, he is really going like this colonial, researcher, or the anthropologists who went around at that same time, you know. Coolies carrying stuff on their heads,
yes.
Or packing their things. It's the same.
That was the time, yes. And that was the way to get the work done, for sure. So.
Yeah, and coming out of the tent in his,
Jodhpur's in
the boots.